And I was approached by the people at public television to put together a couple of programs a few years back based upon two of my earlier books. One was called Manifest Your Destiny, and the other was called Wisdom of the Ages. And I was told by all of the people who are knowledgeable about public television that America wouldn't really be receptive to donating money and pledging support to public television for messages that have something to do with spirituality, higher consciousness, and self-development, and so on. That this just wasn't, it wasn't something that you could raise money for public television of. So in the process of putting the shows together, we found that we didn't have very much support from the executives in charge of public television specials. And we couldn't get the funding and so on. So I put up some of my own money and got some other people that believed in me, including Hay House, Louise Hay, and people like that. And we got all of the money together. And we went out and produced two shows. One was called How to Get What You Really, 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 Really Want, and the other was called Improving Your Life Using the Wisdom of the Ages. Now, what I have learned about myself, and what I'm speaking about here in the opening of this program, is that this thing called a burning desire is something that once you get it, it's like, I guess, what, herpes? It never goes away. You can't get rid of it. It stays with you. And even if you try to just, if you feel like you're on a mission of some kind in your life, and something comes along that offers a little different way of doing it, you can't just do it in a sort of half-hearted way. You can't return back and go back to the place where everybody else is along the mile. It's the extra mile where there are no crowds, where you're all alone, where you start to live and you start to run your life. And for me, it has been about raising the consciousness of this country and this world. It's been about looking for outlets, whether it's media, whether it's publishing, whether it's radio, television, newspapers, magazines, whether it's giving talks. It's always about creating as a critical mass of people, that when we reach enough people who reach a certain level of consciousness, and I'll be talking about this a little bit more in the tapes that follow. And it's always an exciting prospect for me. There's many wonderful things that flow into my life as a result of producing tapes and appearing on television and writing books. It's offered me a wonderful, abundant life that I'm very grateful for. But inside, there's like this burning desire is like having a candle flame, an inner candle flame that never flickers. Though the worst goes before you, whatever the worst might be, whatever the obstacles, whatever the number of people who tell you something can't be done, these just become incentives to show the world that this burning desire that I have is going to be continued to be fueled from within, and I'm going to fulfill this purpose, because I know that when I showed up here on this planet in 1940, that something was placed in my heart about what I have to do. I have absolutely no doubt about that, the same way I have no doubt about each one of my children, one of whom just wants to ride horses and give lessons to little children and has dropped out of college and said, "Dad, I just don't want to go to college." And I said, if being fulfilled and feeling happy and enjoying your life comes from taking little children and putting them on horses. And she said, "You don't understand. I'm a horse whisperer." I can talk to horses. I know how they feel. And this has been her life. I said, well, then go for that. Be that. Do that. Going to college is not necessary for you at all if that's where you want to go. And besides, colleges are always open.